Police have found human bones at the site of an alleged World War II mass grave. Six people were injured in a hailstorm in Prague on Sunday night, and Martin Bartak, the former defense minister, has been appointed deputy finance minister. Police have found human bones at the site of an alleged mass grave in the town of Dobrunin, where some 15 Germans are said to have been murdered by Czech locals at the end of World War II. The number of victims cannot be determined yet. Criminal police officers and archaeologists say they will be working at the site until Friday. Their goal is to identify the victims, Germans living on Czechoslovak lands who were facing expulsion from the country. One of the investigators told the Czech news agency that police had been looking into the case since last September. The Czech capital was hit by a severe hailstorm on Sunday night. Six people were injured. One man suffered a serious injury after glass from a broken roof window cut an artery on his leg. Another suffered a head wound after falling in the street, and four women were treated for lighter injuries. Firefighters were called over 130 times, pumping water from cellars and removing fallen trees and branches from streets in the Czech capital. The city saw between 40 and 45 millimeters of precipitation in the night from Sunday to Monday. Meanwhile, the storms led to a rise in water levels of rivers in the Děčín region in the north of the country, which was badly flooded a week ago. Fire crews were called out 40 times during the night to help remove water from flooded houses. Former Defense Minister Martin Bartak has been appointed Deputy Finance Minister. He will replace Jan Malik, a member of the Christian Democrats Party, which did not get any seats in the lower house in May's general elections. Mr. Malik was let go by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek last week. Mr. Bartak is due to start on Monday. Among other responsibilities, he will be in charge of auditing EU funds. He was originally meant to be appointed to the office of Deputy Interior Minister, but did not receive the post due to austerity measures in the Interior Ministry. In an interview for Monday's edition of Mladá fronta Dnes, Petr Fajk, who is the current head of the Czech Center in New York, said that he was having a hard time pushing through his vision of how the center should be run. Mr. Fake, who is the former director of Prague Zoo, added that his main goal was for the center to not be fully dependent on state funds. He said he believes that renting the building out for private events can help generate a budget to be used towards cultural events. Mr. Fake is not currently planning to resign from his post and has turned down an offer to run for Prague mayor. And now for the weather. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with some showers. Daytime temperatures will reach up to 23 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Borufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.